USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A $3 trillion economic relief package has been passed by the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended the HEROES Act.
There's nothing joyful about this. This is a very strategically planned piece of legislation that is tailored strictly to meet the needs of the American people.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole called it the Democratic policy agenda masquerading as a response to the coronavirus.
It would make more sense, in my view, Madam Speaker, to send it straight to Santa Claus than to send it to the United States Senate.
Republicans say the bill is dead on arrival in the Senate and faces a veto from President Trump. 14 Democrats voted against the bill. One Republican was in favor of it. The House has approved a temporary change in House rules to allow them to vote by proxy. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll shows we're buying more locally and more often during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Hunt has the results.
With some states and regions beginning to reopen, small businesses are still feeling the effects of our current climate, but many are making efforts to support them. And according to a recent survey from TopCashback.com, 76% of Americans are more likely to buy from a local business than a larger big box store if possible during coronavirus. 47% find themselves supporting small businesses more over the last month. 74% of those supporting the small business community are ordering takeout, and 46% are tipping more than usual. 84% are buying food or takeout from small businesses, and the survey found that Americans prefer to pick up orders rather than having them delivered, 58% preferring the pickup option. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A well-known hacking group claims to have dirty laundry on President Trump and is threatening to publish it next week if their ransom isn't paid. They're demanding a ransom of $42 million. The hackers are the cyber criminal Weevil Ransomware Operators. The group has had a long history of attacks, including the one against Travelex, the most recent being the ransomware attack against the New York lawyers whose clients include Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Bruce Springsteen. As well as locking down systems, this group operates a double whammy system where they exfiltrate data before encrypting it and use this as leverage to facilitate ransom payment. If you don't pay up, the hackers publish documents from the stolen haul. So far, the Weevil operators have posted more than 2 gigabytes of data relating to Lady Gaga. The following demand is appearing on their hackers' website. The next person we'll be publishing is Donald Trump. There's an election race going on, and we found a ton of dirty laundry on time. Mr. Trump, if you want to stay president, poke a sharp stick at the guys. Otherwise, you may forget this ambition forever. And to you voters, we can let you know that after such a publication, you certainly don't want to see him as president. Well, let's leave out the details. The deadline is 1 week. The FBI is investigating the incident and has instructed the law firm to not pay any ransom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.